Here's our scripture from the book of Daniel. It pleased Darius, he was the Persian king, to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom. Obviously, they were jealous. They didn't want to lose any of their power or authority, so they plotted against him. But they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions." See, they're appealing to his ego and everything. Nobody should petition anybody else, any god or king, except you, Darius. Okay. "Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter." Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. See, he was won over by all this flattery and stuff. "Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days." I want to talk to you this morning a little bit about Windows. Not the computer program, but Windows. There's all kinds of Windows. Think about the ones in your... What? Like with Candy, it was partially on, and can you hear me? Let me try that. Is that better? Okay. Until this one stops working. In any event, think about your own home. There's so many different kinds of windows in it. You got picture windows. You got bay windows. You got awning type windows, open like this. You got these single, double hung windows. You got basement windows. You have windows that slide. All different kinds. You also have some that are frosted, like bathroom windows. Let light in, but you can't see. And then there's windows that have drapes around them, or Venetian blinds, to block light or to prevent, you know, people seeing in, whatever. All different kinds of windows, and I'm sure there's even more types that I'm not aware of. But did you ever think about the fact that, at least symbolically speaking anyway, that each one of us has a window through which we see the world and the world sees us? We do. How big is our window through which we look? Is it clear or is it frosted? Does it have blinds on it or drapes because we're afraid to see what's out there, or afraid that people might see what we're like? People see us, you know, and a lot of times we don't want others to know who the real us is, who we really are, We don't want to make waves. We don't want to do anything to offend anybody. We don't want people to see us. So maybe we have a tiny little window that we peer through. You know, like some of those hotel room doors? You got the little glass that you look through? Because in reality, maybe, you know, a lot of us are afraid to see what's going on in the world out there. And a lot of us don't want others to see what we're all about, because we don't want persecution or problems or whatever. We don't want to make waves or bother anybody. But we all have windows. But let's look at Daniel. What happened with him? He knows about this decree that was made to the king. He didn't have any part in it, but he knew. He knew it was against him, but he didn't care. What did he do? He went to his home, threw open the windows for all to see. Opened the windows toward Jerusalem, got down on his knees and prayed to his God like he did 3 times a day, every day. Not caring who would see him. There was a man who was bold, who was strong in his faith with respect to God, who didn't care what others thought. Now, I don't have the rest of the scripture up here, but does anybody know what happened? These other governors and satraps saw him naturally because he's got his windows wide open for all the world to see. And they go to the king. They said, King, didn't you write this? Didn't you sign this decree? And it can't be changed. That was the way their government was. Once a law was made, it could not be changed at all, no matter what. And the king said, yeah, I signed it. And then right away they say, yeah, but this Daniel, you know, this other governor, he's petitioning his God right now in violation of what you signed. Right then the king knew he had been had. They took advantage of him and getting him to sign this law. He liked Daniel so much that he wanted to make him, or he gave thought to making him ruler over all the other governors and satraps and whatever, to give him control over the kingdom under him, under the king. What could he do? He tried and he thought. He spent a lot of time trying to figure out a way to spare Daniel because he didn't want to do this. He was probably kicking himself that he was made a fool of, in a sense, by these other administrators. But he had no choice. So he had to throw Daniel into the lion's den. And we all know the story. The Lord sent his angel to close the lion's mouths. God protected Daniel because he was faithful, because he had thrown open his windows and let all the world see his faith in God. And God honored that and respected it. And no harm was done to Daniel. So when the king went there the next day, he was very down, discouraged, thinking that Daniel was dead. And he called out, "Oh, Daniel, was it possible for your God to save you?" And Daniel responded to him and told him that the Lord had sent his angel to shut the lion's mouth. So the king cheerfully got him out of the lion's den. And what he did next was he threw all these other governors and satraps and their families and everything into the lion's den, and the lions just had a feast that day. But God had protected Daniel. We should have our windows open just like Daniel did, to let the world see who we are and who we believe and who we trust, that no matter what, God will take care of us. There's the lesson there. God will protect his people, those who put their trust in him. God will take care of them. God will take care of us. But we need to be open. We need to make sure there's nothing blocking those windows of ours, that we can see out clearly, but also that others can see in, to see what is in us, to see who is in us. The living God himself is in us. They need to see that. They need to understand that so they can be drawn to him just like we were. So think about that. Are your windows open? Are they frosted, or they have drapes over them, or are they clear? Are they clean, nice wipe clean, you know? Not just springtime, are they? We got to keep them clean and clear. But think about that. Think about any ways that we might be able to make sure that our windows, just like Daniel's, are open, and that the real person can be seen by others. And they can see our faith, and they can see our trust in God. And one final thought. If you want to have, just like in that video, if you want to have that grace fall on you like rain, you've got to open your windows. Guaranteed it'll come in. Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's not always easy to let people see into us and see who we are. Some of us are shy. Some of us are timid. Some of us are fearful. Some of us are just private persons. But Lord, you didn't call us to be that. You called us to be bold in our faith, just like Daniel was. He threw caution to the wind and opened his windows that others could see him praying to his God. May we be as bold as he was, Lord. May we allow others to see inside us our faith, our love for you, and the fact that you live within us, Lord. Grant us that, Father, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.